Good. Okay, thank you. Our next presenter is Amy Adelberger. When I knew her as my student, she was Amy Welton. She's a program officer at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She's worked at the foundation for about 3 years, during which she led the development of the male circumcision portfolio for HIV prevention and is now managing the tuberculosis program. Prior to joining the foundation, Amy focused on monitoring and evaluation and program management for the Caribbean Regional Program and the Ethiopia Program at a program called ITEC, which is a University of Washington-affiliated training program for health professionals treating AIDS patients abroad. Amy earned her MPH at the University of Washington, and the work she's presenting today is a product of her thesis at the university.
Great, thank you for that introduction, Amy, and welcome to everybody this morning. I'm glad that you're able to make it over here so early in the morning. I have no disclosures to make before this talk. The overview of my talk is I'm going to go through the background and significance of my research and then walk through the methods, the findings, and the discussion. The flow of skilled healthcare workers from the developing world to the developed world is widely recognized. Developed countries like the US, UK, and Canada also have nursing shortages, with nurse vacancy rates ranging from about 3% to 13%. The result is that they turn to other countries like the Philippines, for example, which have made decisions to train nurses for export. And so these developed countries start to recruit nurses for import to fill their nursing shortages. The Caribbean region is a culturally, socially, linguistically, and economically diverse region, which also has a range of nurse vacancy rates from about 4% that we see in smaller countries like Grenada to about 60% in Jamaica. And the exodus of developing country healthcare professionals is pretty widely documented for physicians, but it's less well known for nurses. If you look in the international literature, there are less papers published on nurse migration from the Caribbean. And there's even fewer studies that cover the whole region and fewer that cover the Bahamas. So the main purpose of my presentation today is to present data that I collected that suggests emigration rates from the Bahamas of nurses. The research question that I posed is, what proportion of nurses have migrated from the Bahamas who registered as nurses between 1994 and 2005? This is a map of the Caribbean region. As you can see, it's a very diverse region. It has colonial influences from Spain, Denmark, the Netherlands, Britain, Portugal, and France. And there's about over 7,000 islands, cays, and reefs that make up the geography of the Caribbean. And migration has been a large part of the Caribbean history for many centuries, starting in the 17th, 18th, and 19th century with the in-migration and the slave trade, and then continuing on with the migration of lower unskilled workers through the early 20th century, and then after World War II, continued migration of high-skilled workers from the region after World War II. The Bahamas is in the northwest portion of the Caribbean region, and the Bahamas consists of over 800 islands, cays, and reefs, 23 of which are inhabited, with a total of about 300,000 residents, which is, just to give you a point of comparison, it's about the same size as Iceland. The net migration rate from the Bahamas is 2 people per 1,000 people leave per year. And the GDP per capita is about 19,000 compared to that of Jamaica, which is about 4,000 per person. And 60% of their GDP is accounted for by tourism, because as you can see, their proximity to the United States allows for a frequent exchange with the U.S. The research, this project was designed, but it was an exploratory descriptive study that was inspired by Delanio Delvolo's 1999 paper on physician migration from Ghana. And what I'm going to talk about here today is the location exercise, which is an exercise using records of nurses that were registered between 1994 and 2005, I contacted two people from each registration year and interviewed them and asked them where they were and asked them where their classmates were currently residing, if they were in the U.S. or if they were still in the Bahamas. So the sample includes 358 nurses that were registered between 1994 and 2005, but 63 nurses were schooled outside of the Bahamas, and one was deceased. So the total sample was 294 nurses. And I should say that there's only one nursing school in the Bahamas, and so the reason why we excluded those who were schooled outside of the Bahamas was twofold. One, because they were more likely to migrate if they had come to the Bahamas specific to work as a nurse and then to leave again, but also because they were because those nurses that were we were able to make a connection between those nurses who were registered and those who were schooled were likely in the same class, and so therefore they were more likely to know each other and know where one another lived. So this is, you know, a lot of details on this slide, too. So this talks about the participant accrual process. And on the left, you see that I had lists of the living nurses that were registered between 1994 and 2005, that sample of 294 that I just talked about. I made 116 phone calls to individuals in that sample. And of the unreachable participants, 10% weren't home and 72% had inactive numbers and so were unable to be reached. I did reach 25, two of whom refused to participate. One did not have enough time and one did not want to participate but didn't give any other reason. So there were 23 nurses with whom I completed the actual location exercise and asked them about where their classmates currently were located. So this is a sample analysis of one class year, the class of 2003. So within the class of 2003, there were 22 nurses who were registered. Six I called and two were interviewed. Zero refused to participate. And the participant one, and the boxes on the lower side just show you the methodology behind how somebody was classified as unidentifiable, probably in the Bahamas, confirmed in the Bahamas, probably migrated, or confirmed migrated. So basically, if both of the people that I contacted said that this person had migrated, then I categorized them as confirmed migrated. If both of them said that they're in the Bahamas, I classified them as confirmed. And if one said that they're in the Bahamas and the other said they didn't know, I said probably the Bahamas. So we found that less than 6% of the sample was estimated to have migrated. We were able to locate 96% of the nurses that registered between 1994 and 2005. And on average, there are approximately 23 nurses registered per year in the Bahamas across the 12-year period of the study. So there are 17 nurses totally that were either probably or confirmed migrated, and 14 nurses between 1994 and 1998 fell into that either confirmed or probably migrated. So the majority of nurses that we think may have migrated were from the earlier registration years of 94 to 98. And more nurses migrated from the class of 1996 than any other year. That's a total of 5 nurses migrating from the class of 1996. And 82% of those nurses that are confirmed or probably migrated are likely to be in the U.S. As I interviewed the nurses, some of them shared some of their thinking with me. Of the 23 nurses in the location exercise, a large proportion actually revealed that they were either planning on migrating or thinking about it. One person from the class of 1999 was planning on migrating in 2006 with her family. Another person had signed up with an agency but had not completed any of the entrance exams. And 4 more nurses asked me if I had any information about agencies recruiting foreign nurses. So as you can see on this chart, this shows the percent of migration among nurses by registration year in the confirmed or probable sample. The confirmed is in the darker color on top. And as you can see, this shows visually what we talked about earlier, which is that the larger proportion of the sample had probably was confirmed migrated from the earlier years before 1998. So the study confirmed the reliability of Delenio-Dovolo's method that I talked about in the beginning. The premise of the Dovolo method is that nurses who graduate from professional training together would form social bonds and would keep contact with or follow the career paths of their fellow graduates. So overall, my study confirmed the reliability of this assumption. There were only 12 nurses who were unknown to their classmates, 4% of the total number of non-foreign registered nurses or Bahamas graduates. So more data exist on migration from the Caribbean, but they're incomparable. This is one of the challenges that I encountered as I was doing the research for this project. With the addition of this sample, there are now 4 Caribbean countries with publicly available reported data on the out-migration of nurses. That's Bahamas, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados. However, each of these samples use different methods and are not comparable. For example, the Jamaican data show how many nurses migrated in a given year, whereas the Bahamian data show the number of nurses that ever migrated. So some of the factors influencing the migration rates are explained here. You know, why is the migration from the Bahamas so low? Some of the push factors seem to be relatively weak. Unemployment rates are low in the Bahamas, but nursing shortages indicate a potential for poor working conditions. There's already sort of a culture of mobility that exists, and there's a lot of trade and commerce with the U.S., but there's high GDP per capita compared with other Caribbean nations. So some of these, you know, push factors need to be explored a little bit more. Why did more nurses leave between 1994 and 1998 than the rest of the years? And some of the pull factors here may potentially play a larger role in migration. Based on some anecdotal data from the respondents in our study, there may have been a surge in recruitment of nurses in 2001. And so verifying these developing country recruitment efforts and the time of departure of Bahamian nurses are needed to confirm the role of recruiters in prompting migration decisions. Another thing that we found was an enhancement to the Dovolo method. Nurse leaders are very valuable resources and sources of information across multiple years and can improve the reliability of the location exercise. Future studies that employ similar methods might consider including calling nurse leaders as well as interviewing classmates, because nurse leaders are able to reach across multiple years and know many of their classmates. So 3 final recommendations from the study. One is to support the acquisition of comparable data across the region to better compare migration, in-migration, out-migration rates from each of the Caribbean countries, as well as look at it as a region as a whole. And secondly, more research is needed on why more nurses migrated from the 90s than from the 2000s. And as I said before, looking a little bit more into some of the push and pull factors and how those weigh on the nurses' decisions to migrate or not to migrate. And finally, utilize the enhanced Dovolo method as appropriate in additional Caribbean countries. Thank you.
So those were our 2 nurse migration papers, and maybe we should pause at this point and see if anybody has any questions before we move into a little bit of new territory. Any questions so far? Yeah.
In the Bahamas,